Test reading time. This is the last point in which I should be daring even to do this, but I wanted to anyway. I saw you watching me. Saw how your eyes drifted down my body and focused on my ass when you didn't think I was looking. What were you thinking about? Were you wondering what I'm wearing beneath this dress? Wishing I'm wearing nothing at all? Guess what? I'm not. I am bare beneath this dress. I wore nothing, hoping today's the day you pull me into the bathroom and stop playing this little cat and mouse game we've been dancing for far too long. Imagine it. You could take me into the furthest stall. I'll sit on the filthy toilet while you pull your half-hard cock out and stroke it in my face. I'll wait until you're fully hard because here's a secret about me. I like to watch. Show me how you stroke yourself. Teach me how you like it. Do you focus on the head? Or do you squeeze your shaft tight and trap the blood until the veins swell and pulse against your palm? What about your face? Do you keep your eyes open? Will your cheeks flush? Do you bite your lip to hold back a moan? I bet you'd stare at my painted lips and beg silently for me to wrap them around your thick cock. Don't worry. I will. And here's another secret. I'm pretty good at sucking dick. I won't go into detail, but I've had a lot of practice and I want to show you my expertise. I want to show you my expertise. I'll start by swirling my tongue around that purple head before sliding across the slit, hoping for a taste of the salty surprise waiting for me if I do a good job. Will you reward me and gush your warm... Will you reward me and gush your warm seed down my trashy throat? I bet you would, you nasty little fuck. You didn't realize I was this dirty, did you? You've seen me around the office. How my professional demeanor never reveals the vile thoughts swirling beneath the surface. I guess that's the trick of being in a position of power. You put on this act, pretending you don't have these desires that control the people beneath you. It's just like the dress I'm wearing. It hides the lust and makes you someone you're not. I think you'll like how much of your cock I can take in my mouth. My gag reflex is pretty good, but I do have trouble the thicker... The thicker you are. Do you have a thick cock? I bet you do. I bet it would stretch my pretty mouth until tears drain from my eyes and my mascara snakes down my cheeks like a river of oil. My tongue is soft and surprisingly long. I'll use it to bring you to the edge of insanity. I know all those hidden spots that will crack your resistance. Like the one just below the head on the underside of your shaft. Oh, you didn't think I knew about that special spot? I told you. I spent a long time practicing. Studying the way a man reacts when I focus on certain areas of their nice cock. What about you? How would you react when I flick and roll my tongue across that sensitive little spot? Would this make you lose control and blow your load deep down your boss's mouth? I want to taste you, but not yet. I'll read your body language and hopefully stop just as you reach the point of no return. Your cock will be at its hardest if I do. This is where I'll need you to control yourself. We have to stay quiet. We're in a public bathroom at work, and one of our coworkers could walk in at any second. And then what? I'll tell you what happens if someone walks in. I'll keep you riding that glorious edge. My innocent eyes will look up at you as I stroke your fat cock. My hand will slide easily across your spit-covered shaft. Long, careful strokes meant to torture will force your knees to buckle as you fight the urge to spray your load all over my pretty face. What if they hear you struggle? Will they recognize the sound of a man on the edge of ecstasy? Maybe they'll think you're in the stall alone, jerking off while you watch porn on your phone. Perhaps they'll peek over the stall and see me sitting on the toilet while you fuck my face. Will they tell on us? Am I worth your career? Fuck yes, I am. It'll make me crazy knowing how close you are. Sucking cock makes me so wet. Imagine it. No panties. Heat sticking my thighs. My sensitive button swollen, begging for attention. Once I can't stand it for another second, we'll trade positions. You'll sit on the toilet while I stand before you. Your cock rises straight, bouncing with the beat of your heart, my spit glistening across the smooth skin. I lift my dress and take your hand. Feel my heat. How wet I am for you. How easily your fingers slip inside my tight hole. Does it feel tight? Probably not. I get too wet and one finger isn't nearly enough. I place my legs outside of yours and lower myself, letting the head of your cock touch my wetness. Can you feel my heat? Your cock jumped, so I think you did. I want you to guide yourself inside me. Take hold of that fat jig of yours and line it up perfectly. That excites me. Tells me you know what you're doing because only a man of experience can put his cock exactly where it needs to be. I feed your cock into my cunt as I lower myself, your fat head stretching my delicate walls, pulling them apart until my fat ass rests upon your lap. Does my pussy feel good? Notice how my walls contract around your shaft? That's my body's way of trying to adjust to your size. It hurts. But it's unlike any other type of pain. It's addicting. Like I want more. I want your dick to punish my sweet innocence until I'm begging for mercy. Do you think you can fuck me like that? I bet you can. You look like the type that would wrestle control and pin me face first and abuse my slutty hole. That will be for another time, though. This cramped stall won't allow our inner animal to run free, so I'll have to sit with your cock buried deep in my pussy as I keep your face pressed between my big tits. I wonder what my hands will do while I ride you. Will you grab hold of my fleshy ass and pull me apart, allowing your cock to pummel me with little resistance? It won't take long until the dam of our excitement bursts. We've spent so much time silently dreaming of this moment, fantasies about fucking each other hidden in our stolen glasses. Is it bad knowing nothing about you turns me on? You're a mystery to me. So much to learn and explore. As you get closer, I'll lean down and kiss you. Our lips touch. I hope you'll bite my lower lip like you bit your own. Anything to trap these wild moans begging to scream out from my chest and echo across the tiled walls. You whisper you're gonna come. You don't know this, But this is the moment I love above all others. I see the struggle on your face. You don't want this to end. Neither do I. But I love how my body makes you lose control, and I can't resist pushing you over the edge. My walls squeeze tighter, gripping your cock like a vice. I feel you swell inside me. Your cock pulses as your intense inferno empties from your balls and floods deep into my cunt. I smother your face in my tits to stifle your moans. Your body bucks beneath me, convulsing, thrusting upward as you take full ownership of this pussy. I keep riding, milking the last of your glorious seed until that fat cock grows soft and slips from my sloppy hole. Guess what? Once we've finished and I climb off you, I won't clean up so I can feel your fiery love dripping down my legs for the rest of the day, reminding me how dirty you are for spoiling your boss's pussy with your cum. That's what's waiting for you if you ever decide to make your move. I'll be waiting.